Hi, this is Coral FM, and I'm on a little bit earlier today. It's around 10 to 4, and I actually have Harrison Smith and Jonathan Schiller sitting in the studio with me from KWMP Productions, Into the Woods. This is Stephen Sondheim. I love his work, and I have seen Into the Woods, and I know the story, so this is going to be lots of fun. So they're going to be talking to me in about 30 seconds. But to start things off, I'm going to find a little mood music here. I'm heading off to YouTube land for a second, and I'm going to bring your mics up here. So Jonathan and Harrison are in the studio. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good
to be here. How are you?
Good. What is your favorite song from Into the Woods? We're going to start off with some Into the Woods.
Sure. Well, maybe a big ensemble one?
Yeah, from our show specifically, it's got to be Last Midnight or No One's Alone.
Okay.
But
a big ensemble number.
Yeah, but a big ensemble number. Probably Ever After. Do you want to do Ever After?
Yeah, Ever After. Ever After.
Okay, we'll see if we can find Ever After in the wonderful world of YouTube land. There it is.
Well,
right.
Sondheim's just a genius in general, so.
He is a
all
genius.
All of it's great.
It is. You're right. There isn't anything by Stephen Sondheim that I don't like. Here's a little bit of Ever After from Into the Woods.
Came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life. Ever After.
Ever After.
Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow, and extended, ever after.
Ever After.
All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away, all is tenderness and laughter, for forever after.
Dangers
and confusion, and the paths would often swerve. There were constant disillusions, but they never lost their nerve,
and they reached the right conclusions.
And we got what we deserved.
God is our end, God is our all, tenderness and laughter, joy today and this tomorrow and forever after.
I was greedy, I was vain,
I was haughty,
I was smug, we were happy.
It was fun,
we were blind, and we went into the woods to get our wish, and now we're really blind.
I was perfect, I had everything but beauty, I had power, and I thought like a
Okay, that was Ever After from Into the Woods. And Into the Woods is at the Registry Theater, and it starts next week. So are you guys excited? You must be.
Oh, we're ready to go. I know Harrison's very excited.
Oh, very.
I get to hide backstage, but it's going to be a blast.
Well, Jonathan, you're the apprentice stage manager.
Assistant apprentice stage manager.
Assistant.
I got a couple titles in the show. This is going with my school co-op, and it's been a complete blast. It's my first time actually behind the scenes.
Okay.
I'm on the stage, and I'm realizing now how much I took for granted being on the stage and seeing how much is going backstage, because this show specifically is so prop-heavy. Like,
oh, yeah.
All the cast members have everything from loaves of bread to, like, magic beans, so
it's
going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. Harrison, you play the wolf.
Yes, I do.
Fairy tales are really hot right now. One of my favorite TV shows is Once Upon a Time, because it's all fairy tale. It's like all characters, all fairy tale characters. And then there's Snow White and the Huntsman and Mirror, Mirror and Grimm and everything else. So can you guys, for people that don't know about Into the Woods, what is it about? What is the story about?
Well, basically, it takes, like, all of your classic fairy tales and, like, mashes them into one. So, the main characters are actually the baker and his wife.
Yeah.
Which are never named. They're the baker and the baker's wife.
Yeah.
And they are cursed by a witch to live a childless life unless they get a certain amount of objects from her. But there are other people that also have problems happening that all have to go into the woods to find these objects as well. So,
right.
So they need a red, like, it said a cape as red as blood, a slipper as pure as gold,
hair as yellow as corn,
and a cow as white as milk. So they have to go find those things. Meanwhile, you have Jack from the fairy tale Jack and the
Beanstalk, right? Mm-hmm.
He's going into town to sell his cow, which just happens to be pure white as milk. We have Cinderella going into the woods to head to the ball, and she has a slipper as pure as gold.
Right.
We have Little Red Riding Hood going into the woods to visit Granny's house, and she has the cape as red as blood.
Right.
We have Rapunzel stuck up in the tower.
Yeah.
Who is being held hostage, by the witch, who is also her mother.
Yeah.
And has hair as yellow as corn. So it's just sort of all these classic fairy tales just sort of butt heads and run into each other throughout the whole of the show, and it's hilarious.
What's the wolf doing? Why is the wolf hanging out? What's he up to?
The wolf is basically kind of at some point in the show, there's a classic Little Red Riding Hood's kind of skipping through the forest on her way to Granny's, and just like in the classic tale, is stopped by the wolf, who of course wants to distract her, wants her to try and make her get lost, of course, to go on with his plot to eat her and her grandmother.
So sort That's of, right.
You know, he has a little dance number, or I should say I have a little dance number with Little Red Riding Hood, you know, singing about how I want to eat her.
Yeah.
But, yep, and so it's basically that's his role in it. He's the classic fairy tale wolf.
He's kind of comical, too.
He is.
Like, one of your songs is Hello Little Girl.
Yes, the character can actually, it's been looked at a lot of different ways. So the song's it's called Hello Little Girl.
Yeah.
It's been taken in ways just sort of like a creepy, like, Hello Little Girl, I'm going to eat you, as sort of more... like him hitting on Little Red.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of, like, it can be looked at a bunch of different ways, and our director, Lisa Hagen, actually looked at a very interesting way and kind of threw all that in. So if you're going to want to see the way we're portraying him, you're going to have to buy tickets.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about yourself as an actor. Obviously, both of you have been center spot. So, Harrison, how did you get into acting?
Acting, I'm currently a year out of high school right now, and I first got into it in my grade 9 year. My first show was High School Musical with Drayton Entertainment, actually.
They did
sort of a joint project with the Waterloo Region School Board to help students get involved.
Great.
So that was my first show, and that's when I started getting into it. I've done a bunch of musicals with a bunch of companies around the area ever since then, and I'm actually headed to Sheridan College for musical theater performance in the fall.
Okay. What's some of your favorite roles so far?
Past summer with Singers Theater, we did Blood Brothers.
All right,
a show
Willie
about
Russell.
Twins growing up.
Yeah,
Willie Russell. Yes, and
great.
I played Eddie, Edward Lyons.
Right. Yeah,
and that was just so fun because, of course, the first act you get to play a little rich, poshy 7-year-old.
Yeah, and then
so it's me. I'm a tall fellow, and I'm playing a 7-year-old in little boy school shorts and a sweater vest. And going from that to playing an adult with a lot of really emotionally driven drama, and it was just a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, he's a great playwright. I've always liked Willie Russell. Jonathan.
Yes.
What have you done on stage, and why did you make this decision to go behind the scenes this time around?
Well, on the stage, I've done a couple shows. I've done Les Mis. I played the role of Thénardier, which was a complete blast. I've done...
Oh, wow. Where?
It was just a little community theater, a belief theater. Tight little group. But yeah, I did Thénardier. I was Antony from Sweeney Todd. Sondheim.
Yep.
Very challenging musical, but it's just... like, I don't know. It was a complete blast. The whole love interest role was fun. But yeah, and now to get me wanting to go backstage, it was... really to take appreciation of all the stuff that's going on back there, because I remember like seeing some of the stuff that's happening backstage and just being like, oh yeah, no, it's pretty sweet, you get to hide back there, but you're running around more than the people on the stage at times. It's quite ridiculous, but I've lucked out getting a lot of the stage managing aspect and the marketing,
right?
So it's just kind of how my co-op fell out, and it's great though.
That's great experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done the same thing, gone from being on stage in high school and doing theater productions to going backstage, becoming a producer, a stage manager, prop person, you name it, and you know, things are in the right place. Oh my god, especially for Into the Woods, I went, oh, this is prop heavy. Everything has to be in the right place at the right time.
Oh yes, of course,
because if it's not, then the cast is like, woo, we gotta improvise. So it's
so true.
I think the magic of theater is that you never know what's gonna happen, and the audience, you know, feeds into that.
It's
which is great energy.
And you have to, if you're gonna make impulse decisions, you have to make those decisions as the character if you're on the stage, and if you're backstage, you have to make decisions even faster. So
I wouldn't make impulse decisions backstage without running it by someone.
Oh yeah, there's always someone above you.
Oh yeah, there's always
someone above you that you're gonna get yelled at. But sometimes those decisions pay off.
It's the Registry Theater too. So KWMT, is this the second production you've done there?
I've only been a part of KWMT for about 2 or 3 years, so okay. I know since I joined it would be the first show we're doing at the Registry, but I'm not actually sure if
we've this been is there my before. First KWMP show, but I think they've done
Rent.
Rent was the first one I saw at the Registry.
So I know they've done stuff there before, but when I heard that they were doing Into the Woods at the Registry Theater, I was blown away, because you think Into the Woods, a massive stage, half the show is based in a forest.
So I know.
You think you're going to want to take up a stage like Center in the Square, but yep. Once you see the set, it all makes sense. And once again, Lisa and the creative team they're brilliant with what they're doing and how they're staging the entrances of the characters, and it's great to watch.
Yeah, and it's a good stage. It's a great space. As Lawrence
it's very intimate and
often
the music,
talk about.
Like, Yeah, for music like Stephen Sondheim, it's something great to have a more intimate atmosphere. So.
Very true. What's the main theme about it? Why is Into the Woods still relevant today? What makes it? What
music?
Do you think?
Yeah, I'd probably.
And like you said, there's a lot of fairy tales are really making a comeback in pop culture today. So I guess that's where it holds its place still.
I guess that's it. Like the way that the book was even written, all the Brothers Grimm's fairy tales being intertwined and stuff. There's just those are endless classic like tales that we'll always carry with us. So it's kind of cool. And the fact that it's linked in with amazing music, that's the thing. Like one song could have 4, 5, 10 parts in it, and it's just the way he can tell a story through music is brilliant.
Yeah, it's very true. Another one of my favorite songs is Children Will Listen.
Oh, my God.
I love that. And I have a version of Barbara Streisand singing it, which is really nice. Maybe I'll find that.
I've never heard it.
Oh, you've never heard it? Can you tell people when, like, where they can get tickets and all this kind of stuff while I'm trying to find this?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we have tickets available at center-square.com. KWMP.ca has a couple links throughout there as well.
Also, if you want to find, we have an event on Facebook, so if you just search KWMP Into the Woods, you should find it somewhere there, and there'll be lots of hyperlinks and everything for ticket information there as well.
Yeah, we're also going through Twitter as well on some of the social networks, as Harrison was saying, so hashtag KWMPITW for Into the Woods, and even follow us on Twitter at KWMP _musicals.
Okay. Here's a little bit of Barbara Streisand. I just love this version of this. This is just a great song, and it's very, very timely, too.
How do you say to your child in the night, nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white? How do you say it will all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Care for the things you say, children will listen. Care for the things you do, children will see. And learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Care for the wish you make. Wishes are children. Care for the path they take. Wishes come true. Not free. Care for the spell you cast. Not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell, that is the spell. Children. How can you say to a child who's in flight, don't slip away and I won't hold so tight? What can you say that no matter how slight won't be misunderstood? What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said, which were left to them too. Careful what you say, children will listen. Careful you do it too, children will see. Children will glisten. Tamper with what is true, and children will turn. If just to be free, careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen.
That's from Into the Woods. Now, Children Will Listen, Barbara Streisand. And so we're here with John and Children and Harrison Smith from KWMT's Into the Woods. So, guys, we were just talking during the music break. Tell me a little bit more about the cast. Who's playing the baker? Who's playing the baker's wife? Who's the witch?
Well, the witch is Amanda Kine, and I'll probably speak a bit about her. She's also my supervisor for my co-op position.
Right.
So it's absolutely hilarious and awesome to just watch her go from being part of the cast member to then being my supervisor for marketing and stuff for this entire
show.
So
yeah.
It's really cool, but she's phenomenal. I also, well, both Harrison and I know her from another tie through KW Glee.
Yes.
She's one of the musical directors for that. So to see her from go from all different aspects, it's great. And to see her as the witch, it's not only comical, but it's an amazing character. One of my favorite characters of the Unreal show. So
yeah, it the witch is a pivotal character. Who's playing the baker? Aaron Balzer?
Aaron Michael Balzer, yes.
Yes.
He's actually the first show I've ever done with him, but he's a cool guy. Probably my favorite part about him is probably his Unreal voice. The way his voice blends with his wife in the show.
Yeah.
It's so cool. He's just got such a warm tone, and there's a couple of knockout solos that he has throughout the show, and it's unreal. And
he'll bring you to tears for sure.
He's
a tearjerker. He's the voice of an angel. Yeah. He plays the part perfectly.
Moira King is the baker's wife.
Yes.
So,
who's absolutely hilarious. She's a great actress. Her facial expressions will literally have you in tears.
Yeah,
throughout the show, it's killer.
Yeah, it's such a strong cast, and Eric DaCosta is in it as well.
Oh yeah, he's done a few KWMP shows.
Yeah,
talk about Eric. Case.
Oh yes, take one for that.
Eric is a friend of mine. He's actually also been my voice coach for a couple of years now.
Hi Eric, if you're listening.
Hi Eric. Hi Mom. Eric is he's amazing performer. He actually went to the American Academy for musical performance in New York.
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, doing shows all over the place since then. So he's playing one of the princes in this, opposite Ruben Eby. Eric he's a lot of things worked into one. He can be very serious when he needs to be, and he can have you in tears laughing when he wants you to be. He manipulates you when he's on stage. He's good.
He's like a triple threat. That's what we call a triple threat.
Very triple threat.
Definitely. Maggie Roth is in this. That name as well. Brian Otto, he's also a long time...
He's a narrator and mystery man. He's awesome at what he does, actually. He's a great...
Long-time theater performer in this area, so this is great. When are the performances? We should let people know.
May 2nd to May 11th. There's two runs of it, so I don't know.
It's like May 2nd to 4th and May 8th to 11th.
Okay, and there's matinees on the Saturdays?
There's actually only one matinee.
Show. Yeah, there's a 2 o'clock matinee on the final show.
On the
11th. Okay.
Which is the Saturday.
Okay, and you have a Twitter, you have a Facebook page, a Twitter page. What are you guys going to be doing next? Harrison, what are you going to be doing next after this?
In the fall, actually, we will be doing Anne of Green Gables at Center in the Square. So that'll be around November.
Right.
Dates haven't been hammered out yet, but it's always around November.
Yeah.
And for our next spring show, actually, has not been decided yet, so stay tuned.
Anne of Green Gables is a good one. It's a very good one. I know
it's
that
old
show well.
Classic. Kid WMP did it a long time.
It is.
Very
yeah.
Successful. So
yeah.
It'll be cool to see how they do it this year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
And Jonathan, what are you doing?
Well, personally, myself, this will be my first and last Kid WMP show. But after that, I'm hopefully going off to school. Still waiting to hear back from some schools. So that's about it. It's that nerve-wracking time of the year for us.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, I want to wish you guys all the best with Into the Woods. I'm sure it'll be a smash.
It's going to be a blast, and everyone out there should come check us out. Seriously, it's going to be worth it.
It is. You guys, I mean, KWMP is a class act. They put on great productions. There's a fabulous new cast of players that have come along over the years. So I'm so impressed. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it. If it's, like I said, if it was like Rent, I was on my feet and crying. That's how good it was. And then when I went to the Arts Awards, they actually performed, the cast actually from Rent came out and performed a piece, and that was great. So do you guys want to, is there a song that you guys want to hear, like not non-Sondheim, that you guys would like to hear?
Non-Sondheim?
Yeah. Hmm. Any song you'd like to hear, I can call up on you, YouTuber.
I've been listening to Green Day nonstop. Let's do Green Day.
Okay.
Do you want to just do Jesus of Suburbia?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to come in and talk to me.
Thank you for having us. It's been fun.
This is
this
great. We're going to play some Green Day. And thank you guys so much for coming to the station. I really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Of the steady tide.